You are listening to the Indie PopCon Podcast Awards submission for 2018 of This Week in Geek. This Week in Geek is produced by Rob Southgate and features Rob Southgate, Chris Mao, Alil Kanika, Scott Sammons, and Phil Parrish. This episode was recorded April 5th, 2017, and features discussion all about geek topics. It's recorded in Hoffman Estates, just outside of Chicago. Enjoy! April 5th, 2017. This is episode 99.9. We're going to party like it's 1999 because one of you guys made that joke on our feed. Phil did. Phil, raise your hand right there. Yep. He's in his tank top. He'll be stripping later. So we're not at episode 100 because we do have special stuff for episode 100. I will be throughout the week putting things out there, hopefully. Biggest thing is Entertainment Earth has come through. They're supporting us. They're thrilled that we've done this. We've been with them since the beginning. They gave us free stuff to give out. So we will have, I think, I shouldn't say what I think it is, but I know it's Star Wars stuff. I think it's that Black Label stuff, to tell you the truth, which is sweet. But it's Star Wars stuff coming from Entertainment Earth. We will set up a basically like an online raffle on our website, and we'll put the links in on the show. We'll give you all the details on the next show about what it is, how you go about it. So you got to watch the show if you want to get in on that raffle, and it's going to be a fast one, I have a feeling. We may have an extended one after that, but this is a episode 100 special only from Entertainment Earth. And they're also doing the same thing. I might as well plug this. They also, since I was talking to them about what we're doing, I said, hey, one of our other shows in the network, The Fandom Zone, which, Phil, you've been on, they're having, they're on episode 98, so they're going to have episode 100 in 2 weeks. And unlike us, which it could be, you know, 2 months from now, there's lots of numbers we could put in there before we get to 100. But theirs is going to be in 2 weeks, and they are sending them, I believe, some dorbs of some of the, like, CW superheroes. So listen to Fandom Zone. Follow them on social media. Follow SMG Pods on social media. And follow SMG underscore Twig, which is us, on social media. Find us on Facebook also, and that's where you'll find out how you can go about winning this way cool stuff. Winners are chosen at random. And I think the only give and take on that is you got to put your email address in there because, let's face it, cost of doing business. That's what people want, is they want your email address so they can say, hey, we've got cool stuff. And I've been on their email list forever, and I think I get like one a month. And it's always like, oh, look, Negan's bat. Sweet. I'm glad I opened this. So. So there you go. All right, let's introduce ourselves. All that business is out of the way. I'm sure we'll do more later. I'm Rob Southgate. With me is
Chris Mao.
Hey, Chris. Hey, Tank Top. Who are you?
Phil Parrish.
And it's Scott Sammons. Must be balmy there in Pittsburgh. And who was the last one?
And Scott Sammons.
Hi, Scott.
Hi there.
Are you going to switch to a tank top?
I've got a Star Wars shirt on.
Oh, a nice one, too.
Yeah.
Hey, Scott, your mic is super low.
Is it?
Is anyone else noticing that?
Yeah, it's in the back of the room or something, I think.
Yeah, it's really low. Yeah, it's creepy. It's like Alil's here. Is
that? Yeah, where's that Alil puppet? Hi, guys.
You know what? Oh. For the 100th, if I can't get the real Edward, we will have the Edward puppet.
Dude,
here.
You need to
if
get
we Alil. Can't get Alil, we will also have the never debuted before Alil puppet. We had one, but I have another one.
We need to get it in like a little shower with him and his hands sticking out. That would be fantastic.
We'll see if Molly has something for American Girl doll.
Oh, yeah.
We'll use that.
Hi, guys.
Of course, the Alil puppet, he hates it because it loves DC. So everything we talk about will be like,
I love Batman Superman.
I don't have, now I'm just using the hand.
Suicide Squad is the best. It's the best. Oh, I love it all.
All right. You know what? I don't know about you guys, but I did absolute zero homework.
That's our fearless leader.
Woo. Yep. Good thing it's not episode 100 because, you know, that's the big one where we're going to be prepared first time in 100. So I'm just kind of going through joeblow.com. I think I'll start there. And if you guys have anything, spit it out. I see a couple right off the bat, though.
You mean Avatar is going to start filming in the fall? That big news?
Is that on here?
It is on there.
Who cares?
I know.
And aren't they doing three? They're doing three at once. And it's like, okay, we'll see this in 10 years. And by then, it's still going to be boring.
Can't they film it at Avatar World at Disney? I mean, they probably have their own sets right there.
We should jump the gun. We should go down and film in Avatar World our own. And we'll get Avatar 2 out before they do.
We'll just paint. We'll wear blue, like the wrong color blue.
I'm sure Alil would do it just the body paint.
I was going to say, Alil's the new Avatar.
A loincloth and a body paint, that'd be awesome.
And Scott, you'll be Smurfy Avatar.
Ooh.
Oh, Papa Smurf, that'd be great. Scotty Smurf.
Scotty Smurf. Yeah, so, well, that's...
The beard white, that would be awesome.
If that's the big news, already. If that's the big news, I don't know why we did this show tonight. Come on, Avatar again?
I know. I'm just saying, it was... I saw it and I started laughing, so I thought you said big news. So.
Yeah.
And who's asking for that?
I don't know. You know,
James Cameron
about this.
Needs another $1 billion, so he says, hey, let's do this.
And it will make a fortune, you know, although it is starting to get to that point where it's going a little further out where the audience that went crazy the first time and has realized, you know what, I'm never watching my DVD on this because it's not that great.
Yeah,
you're going to start losing them. And the other part of the audience, the younger audience, it's kind of irrelevant to them. It doesn't hold what like a Jurassic Park holds. You know what I mean? Like it's something that there's a very specific group has a very fond remembrance of. But I don't know if they're going to go. I think they really got it's got to be they've got to be really good. And to me, it feels like they're going back to the same well. So I don't really care.
Hey, well, go ahead, Phil. Sorry.
I was going to say, that's why they're dragging their feet. They're taking forever. So, you know, the public will forget. And by the time they get the next movie out, you know, Rob, your grandkids will be like watching it.
Ah, man. Hopefully that's a while. you know, I think the reason I'll tell you why they're having a problem getting a sequel out. There was no sequel to Dances with Wolves. So they just don't know what to do.
That's awful.
It's
I was going to comment
awful because it's true.
I was just going to say Michael Bay didn't need any ideas or any storylines to make five more Transformers movies. So, and apparently there's 14 more in the hopper or something.
What?
Didn't read that.
No, I didn't read that.
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah.
And Joe Blow, he goes, he did an interview. He said there's 14 stories or 12 stories that he has ready to go for the Transformer universe. But of course, he's not going to direct any of them.
Well, yeah.
So
we'll get the first actual story, and then maybe there's 14 more.
No, the first one wasn't bad.
Well, they said they're all.
I fell asleep in the first one.
They're all the same exact thing, you know. Autobots fight to keep Decepticons from getting, you know, fill in the blank artifact.
The one I enjoyed the most was actually the third one. I did like the third one. I didn't go to the theater to see it. I watched it at home, and I'm like, you know what? This one's actually pretty good. It still had a lot of dumb Michael Bay crap. And frankly, I still think if somebody good got their hands on it, they could make a decent movie that would be kind of fun and cool.
You mean Zack Snyder?
We just haven't seen that yet. No. Oh, no. No.
Optimus Prime. Why did you say that name?
It would be pretty, though. You know? Martha. Imagine. Because you know how he does that, like, slow motion, like, explosion.
Oh, dude,
imagine that with the Transformers. That'd
his
cool.
fight scenes are fantastic.
Yeah.
They're awesome.
There's just no story.
No.
Yeah.
And he'd hire Jackie or Earl Haley as like the Volkswagen Bug Autobot. You know, because he's small. He did any Transformers.
it would have like a hand that would be like Freddy Krueger. It'd be fantastic.
Don't say that when a little puppet's here. He gets very upset by that.
Well, it's okay. That's why he's not here.
Right.
I say what I want.
Little puppet doesn't like Freddy Krueger.
Do you guys watch Walking Dead? I know.
Yes.
Okay.
What?
Do, Chris. Yeah. Scott, do you watch it?
No, we don't.
Okay. Then, Scott, you can play Smurf Village for a couple minutes.
You can play.
Go play with your Smurf.
I don't want to give. Hey, that's not Avatar. I don't want to spoil anything, but did you guys watch the season finale?
Oh, yeah.
I know the basics of what happened already.
All right. So I just want to get a quick poll here. Did you guys like it? Do you think it was two questions? The season as a whole. Okay. So the Negan season and that final episode. Where would you rate the season out of 10? Chris?
Season seven-ish, the finale was middle of the road, 5 to 6. I don't know.
Last episode?
I mean, I like it, but they're building a lot. There's a lot of buildup for something that better pay off at some point in time. But that's just what I'm saying about it.
Okay. What about you, Phil? And you can avoid the question entirely like Chris did because he didn't even answer what I asked.
I did too. I said the whole season was a 7 and the last episode was a 5 or 6.
Oh, you did? Okay.
I did say that. Yes, I did answer your question.
I didn't pay attention.
Jeez. Did I not say that?
He fell asleep, Chris.
You did. I was still thinking about Michael Bay. That's it. You guys done? Okay. All right. So you want to say it? Hello, always says it.
Enough said.